my goal was never to raise money. In fact, it wasn't because I wanted to come to the Valley was to raise money. It was just because I wanted to learn from the people that I knew have done it before. Hi, I'm Brian. I'm the founder and CEO of Keep. We're a mobile in-game ad platform. We're not actually launched yet. We're launching very, very soon. Most, you know, in the tech community know me as one of the youngest people to ever be funded formally by an institutional venture capitalist. And, you know, I don't think that's a big deal at all. I mean, the funding is great, but that's the enabler. At the end of the day, I think what I'm able to do, what I'm able to execute on is ultimately what people are going to focus on. The problem that we were trying to tackle was, when's the last time that anybody's ever tapped on a banner ad in a game on purpose? Never. Never. So we were like, okay, that's a problem. And we can solve that. I think we have a solution. And that was, I think, the rallying point. I came down, I had this Twitter tool that I had created called Follow Formation. Follow Formation was an automatic sort of following tool, which is basically against all of Twitter's terms of services, essentially. But we created it before they actually realized that this was something that was going to be a big deal, and we launched that. And so I kind of had, you know, at the time, our tool had about 50,000 users. It was ticking along. We were generating revenue. I realize now that was sort of like my science project. That was sort of my first foray into creating something and being addicted to creating things. That was the reason why I came down to the Valley in the first place. I wanted to talk to people and be like, well, you know, I have this thing. You know, what does it look like to make it bigger? And then I quickly realized, you know, actually there was someone that I distinctly remember meeting up with that, you know, his name is Mike Maples. And a lot of people may know him as a very prominent angel investor and has his own fund called Floodgate. I remember Mike telling me to my face, he said, we only invest in thunder lizards. And thunder lizards, as you guys may know, is a term that Mike uses a lot to describe big thinkers, like people who are changing the world with a single idea. And I know it sounds so cliche, but he's actually been able to do that, obviously with Twitter and, you know, keep on going. But basically, you know, when you look at what Mike said and what I had as an idea, I was building off of someone else's platform. You know, I wasn't creating my own platform. My background is I used to work at Digg. Sort of what's well known that I was actually laid off from Digg very shortly after I joined. People thought that, you know, oh my gosh, before you even joined Digg, you had this idea, you know, it was incubating in your head, and you're waiting for the right time to lose your job. You know, that wasn't what happened. It was that I was like, okay, I guess the time is now. To be honest with you, this is how the laying off sort of affected me at the end of the day, which was, I really don't want to get screwed by another company. I guess I'm going to make my own. That's the only solution that I have. Everybody has a different situation. I don't like to say that what I did was the right way to do it. There's always pros and cons, right? The earlier you raise, you give up certain things. You just can't have everything. Life is not fair. But at the same time, it is fair to people who have the vision to start something early. And I'll be honest with you, I was operating on my own savings. Pretty much had about a month of runway left to live on my own. But I needed it. I needed to work on something. I wanted to build this. I had a very, very, very big itch, and it needed to be scratched. I had a prototype. So with design background, I basically did what I could do, which was make pretty things. So I just made as much as I could to the furthest extent that I could. That was the only thing I could do. A picture is worth 1,000 words. You show a VC. Doesn't matter how long your business plan is, as long as they can imagine with you the potential, you've got them. First meeting was with Adam from True Ventures, and Adam is an amazing person. He sat down with me within the first 10 minutes that we were meeting. He was basically finishing my sentences for me. And when you have a dynamic like that, you realize that there's something there. And I like to say that when you're raising money, it's kind of like shopping. It's only as complicated as you make it to be. If I had something to tell myself 2 years ago, it was hold on. Hold on, my friend, because good things are coming.